Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yeah, this is Joshua. Yeah, I received a notice from, I guess, from getting a small business loan.
Okay.
And I want to call and see if I could speak with someone about that.
Yeah, I can definitely help you with that, sir.
What type of loan are you looking for? Hello, sir?
$50,000.
Are you looking for equipment financing? Are you looking for cash?
Well, looking for, well, actually both, equipment financing and looking for, to do a handful of things in marketing and advertising as well, so.
Okay. What type of equipment are you looking into?
Pardon me? I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't hear the question.
Hello, sir? Hello, sir?
Yeah, I didn't hear the question. Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, sorry about that. I lost you there for a second. What type of equipment are you looking into? What are you looking to purchase?
Actually, some camera kits and also some 2 gig and alarm equipment.
Okay. And what is the price range on that purchase?
Well, if I can actually spend more than $25,000 on my alarm equipment, I actually get wholesale prices, so I'll get about a 20 to 25% break in price. And some camera kits as well, looking at about $10,000 in camera equipment. And then looking to wrap my, I need to get my two vehicles wrapped and about $5,000 for some advertising.
Okay, I'm sorry, how much is it going to cost to wrap the vehicles?
Roughly, it's going to cost roughly about $2,500 apiece, so roughly about $5,000 to wrap both vehicles.
Okay, so you're looking at about $30,000 for equipment, about $30,000 for cash, roughly? Give or take?
Yeah, probably about 35 in equipment and probably about maybe 15 in cash.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, do you have any loans currently?
No.
Okay. And do you have the, it sounds like you already have your vendor all in line. Do you have quotes on the cameras themselves and that project yet?
I don't have anything on paper. I can get that.
Okay.
I was just inquiring with my distributors what it would actually cost to get the pricing and wholesale pricing on some tool equipment and the cameras as well. And that's the numbers that they shot me, so.
Okay, sounds good. Now, there is a 16-digit reservation code on the form that you were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get that from you?
Yeah, 2411-0301-0041. 0091.
Okay. Diamond State Security?
Yep. That's me.
Okay. Now, this camera system, is this going to be used on your property, or is it going on one of your clients' properties?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm actually pre-purchasing the equipment to have it in my inventory, because I've got about two or three jobs I'm actually bidding on, and if I'm able to buy the camera kits in bulk and buy the equipment in bulk, then I can get wholesale pricing on that as well, and so that way I can actually have the equipment in inventory.
Okay, so that's kind of a little bit different animal than what I was thinking originally. Reason being is, you know, if you're taking out an equipment loan, we typically are using the equipment as collateral. Similar to, say, an automobile loan. You know, you can't really take out an automobile loan and then go and sell the automobile. But what we can do is we can give you a cash loan, and you can do what you want with the money. You can go out and you can purchase inventory and resell and take out another loan in a few months and do it all over again. And that's what most of our clients choose to do when they're looking at inventory. For the same exact reason that you're thinking, you get a big discount for purchasing in bulk, and sometimes you just don't have the cash flow to make those purchases as well. So that's kind of what that money's there for.
There you go.
So now if you're looking for, say, a delivery, or not a delivery, but say a van to, you know, install, you know, the camera systems and that type of thing, then we could do more of an equipment type loan, go out 5 years and use that van as collateral. On this working capital or cash product, there's no collateral behind the note. It's unsecured. So typically you're looking at a 2-year max as far as the term. But once we get you all approved, we can kind of go over the different terms and you can choose, you know, kind of the payment that works into your budget and kind of works into your plans for the money. Obviously, I recommend the shorter term, the shortest term you can afford to save yourself as much out of pocket as possible. If you're looking to just pay it off early, then maybe you want to go with the longer term and a smaller payment, because we don't have any penalties for paying off early.
Right.
So once
that sounds good. I mean, you know, the kind of the nature of a beast is when I actually a customer and install the equipment, within about a week, the equipment cost is replenished. So, you know, that's something that as, throughout the weeks and months ongoing, the equipment costs are going to be replenished, and that's going to go, you know, directly back towards the loan. So, yeah, I don't have anything but a couple little credit cards, and I don't want anything. I don't have a car payment out. You know, I don't like having to pay. I don't like having to owe anything. So,
okay. Sounds good. I mean, the good thing about this is, you know, it is a business loan. You know, mm-hmm. So it's not going to show up on your personal credit. And it's a tax write-off. You know, it's an expense. So, you know, some other kind of positives of this type of loan. And, you know, like I said, it's unsecured. So nobody's going to tell you what you can and cannot do with this money.
Sounds good.
Let me see if I have all your basic contact information here. What is the best phone number to reach at?
479-422-7584.
7584. Is that the office line? Is that a mobile?
Yeah, that's a mobile.
Okay. Now, so what was your first name?
Joshua.
And what is the best email for you?
myalarm@att.net.
Okay, you're in front of your computer now. Hello, Joshua?
Yeah.
Are you in front of your computer?
No.
Or maybe a phone.
I'm right here somewhere.
I just want to make sure you get the email so that I know that you have my my contact information and you actually, you know, receive this information I'm sending you. But if you're not, I can give you my direct phone number and you can call me if you don't receive it. Is your 2015 tax return completed?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is your 2015 tax return done?
The tax ID number?
No, is your 2015 tax return done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an LLC, so I kind of operate on a cash basis, so Is that going to affect it, or?
Okay, you should have that email any second here.
Yep, I got it. Coming by.
All right, perfect. So let me know if you have any questions. It's all pretty easy. The actual form for you to fill out will take you just a couple minutes. And then it's just, you know, some bank statements and that tax return that all can just be emailed over. So simple process. I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours, depending on when I receive that information and get some numbers your way.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great rest of your Friday and have a great weekend.
All right, you too, brother. Be blessed.
Bye.